Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. This week we read Parashat HaChodesh, which begins with the first mitzvah we received as a nation, Rosh Chodesh. And there are many lessons we can learn from this mitzvah. Just like the moon appears to renew itself every month, we who are compared to the moon also have the ability to renew ourselves. At any moment, we could decide we want to be better. And we could start fresh, and Hashem will be waiting with open arms, kaviyachol. Also, just like the moon does not have any of its own light, but rather it reflects the light that it gets from the sun, we as well have nothing of our own. We reflect the light of Hashem, which He shines upon us. The light of Hashem fills the world. Melocho la'aretz kevodo. Yet, in this vast universe, we are Hashem's pride and joy. To put this into perspective, imagine a person had a map of the city in which he lived, and he wants to find himself on the map. He would appear as a minuscule dot. If it was a map of the state, his dot would be even smaller. And how would he appear on a map of his whole country? And what about on a map of the entire world? How small are we in comparison to this universe? 1.3 million Earths can fit inside the sun. And the stars are thousands of times larger than the sun. And there are trillions and trillions of stars. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem. Hashem calls each one out by name. There are thousands of upper worlds that make our universe seem like a drop in the bucket compared to them. And while Hashem is controlling everything that's going on in the lower worlds and the upper worlds, He is giving each and every one of us individualized attention 24 hours a day. His abilities are beyond our comprehension. And He loves us more than anything. We need to strengthen ourselves with the knowledge of who Hashem is and that He is here for us and with us. When Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev came back after learning with his rabbi, the Maggid of Meserich, for a few months, his son-in-law asked him what he learned. And Rav Levi replied, "I learned that there's a creator." His son-in-law then turned to one of the helpers in the house and asked her if she knows if there's a creator. "Of course," she said. So the son-in-law then asked Rav Levi, "How could it be that's all you learned? Something that everybody knows, something that she knows without studying, took you 3 months to learn?" And Rav Levi replied, "She says, but I know." Which means, many people can say they believe in Hashem, but our emunah depends on how real He is to us, how much we recognize that He is with us every second of the day. The clearer that is, the greater is our emunah. And someone with a high level of emunah never despairs, never becomes broken. He knows Hashem is with him and can change anything in an instant. A man told me many years ago his son was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer, lo aleinu. He and his wife spent their days and nights searching for doctors and cures, but there didn't seem to be any hope. One day in the hospital, a young lady walked into their room just to cheer up the patient. She started her own Bikur Holim network, and she did whatever she could to lift the spirits of broken patients and families. She got to know them better on her occasional visits. And on one time, she heard them talking about his rare disease. And she said, "Oh, I heard of that. I once met a patient who had the exact same thing. And I know for a fact he was cured." She found out about it. And she gave them the doctor's number of that patient. And that doctor turned out to be the messenger who saved their son's life. Baruch Hashem, he got married this year. And the man told me, "Hashem sent this angel to us to visit. Someone who happened to know another patient with this very rare disease and the doctor who cured him, this is nothing short of a miracle. Hashem can always help. We need to know that He is with us, and we need to stay loyal to Him no matter what. Shabbat Shalom.